Dark Angel, Part 3 of the Angel Mountain Saga, written by Brian John and read by Janine Cooper-Marshall and Malk Williams. This time, abandoning her instinct for leading her admirers on a merry dance, the mistress of Plas Ingley came to see me and made herself available without requiring any effort on my part. It was almost too easy, and I was almost disappointed. I remember the day, for it was mid-March, with a warm sun on my back as I climbed the mountain and with a cool, dry breeze from the east. The mountain was on fire. Red flames obscured the familiar skyline of bluestone crags and boulders, and the tangled gorse bushes, which were green and golden yesterday, spat and crackled as they were consumed. Swirls of brown smoke roared skywards, and then, 50 feet up and released from the driving imperative of the flames, transformed themselves into smudgy white clouds, which drifted quietly westwards across the common. There were 4 separate fires, and I knew that if the wind maintained its strength throughout the day and if the sun continued to shine, the mountain would still be burning after dusk, and Dante's Inferno would still be assaulting this place of angels during the hours of darkness. Abraham Jenkins and 5 other commoners had started the fire, and they were observing their handiwork from a safe distance, a little way uphill from the Dolrannog road. They and their cottages were quite safe, so long as the wind did not swing from the east towards the north, which it hardly ever did in March. They were talking about the progression of the lambing season when I greeted them.
"Good morning, young man," said Abraham.
"Good morning, all," said I.
"Nice day for it."
"Yes, indeed. Couldn't be better."
We chatted about this and that, as one does, and then Abraham called me to one side and left the others to carry on with their discussion of farming matters. Once we were a safe distance away, he said in a conspiratorial voice,
"You know that Martha Morgan?"
"Yes, indeed," I replied. "I know her well, almost as well as you. You aren't going to tell me, are you, that she has appeared again?"
"Now there's a funny thing," said Abraham. 4 days ago, early in the afternoon, I left the lambing for a while and came up here on the common to see if the gorse was dry enough for burning. Nice day it was, just like today. Had my 2 dogs with me. We went up towards the ruins of the Plas, and damn it all, the dogs would not go past the place. The older one went down on the ground, facing the old ruin, and growled. The hairs on her back were standing straight up and her ears were flat. The younger one got into a right panic. She whined and simply ran around, too scared to go far from me and absolutely refused to go any closer to the Plas. She was too frightened to bark even.
Very strange. Did you see anything or hear anything yourself?"
"Not a thing. I went up to the ruins, climbed over the gate and looked around. The dogs refused to follow me and simply stayed where they were, whining and growling. Nothing to be seen, but I did get a feeling that I was not alone. You know how it is sometimes, when you feel that somebody is watching you, and you just feel a bit uncomfortable."
I nodded.
"Well, it was like that. And there's another funny thing. Once I was over the gate and scrambling over the collapsed walls and rotting timbers, I noticed that there was total silence. No lambs bleating in the distance, no blackbirds in the wood or buzzards mewing overhead, not even the sound of the breeze rustling the bare branches of the ash trees or whispering in the dry grasses."
"Mistress Martha Morgan?"
"Of course. Oh, she was there all right, watching me quietly with a smile on her face. I knew it, although I could not see her."
"Weren't you afraid?"
"Good God, no. The dogs were, but as you and I know, my friend, she is not a frightening person. As elegant and as beautiful as ever, almost 150 years after her death. In her presence, I almost felt that she was serene."
"Interesting. But from what we can read into her diaries, she was anything but serene when she was young."